I actually said, she said she's not coming, so if she does, it's a surprise.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the HDC board meeting. At this point, I would like to call the meeting to order and note that there's the presence of a quorum. First, I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of the quorum, and I would like to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the members' meeting held on May 30th, 2019. Do I have a motion
Moved.
To approve the minutes?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a report from the Governance Committee by Chair Charlie Gold.
Thank you. The Governance Committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the senior staff raises were discussed, as well as the employment packages of two officer appointments. They are both internal promotions, which President Enlund will present for the full board's approval later in this meeting. The actions of the Governance Committee with respect to the senior staff raises and employment packages must be ratified by the full HDC board.
Do I have a motion to ratify the senior staff raises and employment packages that were just approved by the Governance Committee?
Moved.
Second.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is a report of the Audit Committee, also by Chair Harry.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met also prior to this meeting, at which time the 2019 third quarter financials, which were quite good, and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were reviewed. In addition, the Audit Committee approved Ernst & Young as the corporation's independent auditor for the next 4 years.
Thank you. Next, we have a report from the President, Eric Engel.
Thank you, Commissioner Carroll, and the members in attendance today. I'm happy to begin the meeting by sharing with the board that HDC was recently honored by the Urban Land Institute as the recipient of its Robert C. Larson Housing Policy Leadership Award for 2019, which recognizes innovative approaches the public sector is taking to address the nation's affordability crisis. The award specifically recognizes the Mitchell-Lama Reinvestment Program, which the board approved in June of 2017. HDC has closed financing for 11 projects, securing a total of 11,148 units of affordable housing since the program's inception. Additionally, HDC has restructured $293 million in debt under this Mitchell-Lama program, the majority of which has enabled critical capital repairs at the properties. This prestigious national award is a reflection of the hard work and creativity of our entire team, and I would like to applaud the board and everyone at HDC, as well as our city agency partners, on this recognition of our ongoing efforts to create a more affordable New York City. Turning to our agenda, Michael Rose of our Development Department will begin with a presentation requesting approval of a participation construction loan and a permanent loan for a new project in Manhattan's East Village, with units that will be affordable to households at a range of incomes. Senior Vice President Ruth Moreira will then present a request to use HDC's unrestricted reserves to provide supplementary mortgage amounts for two developments the board has already approved. One is a Mitchell-Lama preservation project in Queens, where today's action would expand the scope of repairs at the site. The other is a new construction project in the Bronx, where today's action would facilitate the build-out of commercial space to house a new pre-kindergarten facility for that community. I will then present a request for the appointment of two leadership positions. These appointments highlight the confidence we have in our staff and demonstrate HDC's tradition of cultivating promotion from within. Following that, Senior Vice President Ellen Duffy will request the board's annual approval of HDC's investment guidelines, which remain unchanged from last year. Finally, our agenda will conclude with three declarations of intent resolutions for future projects presented by Executive Vice President Anthony Richardson. These include the latest projects under review with the New York City Housing Authority as part of our continuing efforts to work with the administration to preserve the city's precious public housing stock. As you know, these projects will return to the board in greater detail at the time that they are financed. I thank the members of the board and those in attendance today for your dedication and commitment to serving our city's affordable housing needs. Commissioner, this concludes my remarks, and if there are no questions, please continue with our
questions. No questions? Okay. Thank you, Eric. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. I will call on Michael Rose to present the approval for participation construction loan and permanent loan for East Village Homes.
Thank you. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the origination of a taxable construction loan in an amount not to exceed $16,770,600 and a permanent loan in an amount not to exceed $8,338,000 to provide construction and permanent financing for East Village Homes. The senior construction loan is anticipated to be originated by the corporation and funded by the Low Income Investment Fund, LIF. The senior permanent loan may be initially funded with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and reimbursed with taxable bonds or funded with available funds of the open resolution. Any issuance of taxable bonds will be presented to the members for approval at that time. During the construction term, LIF is expected to have a 100% participation interest in the senior construction loan funded pursuant to a participation agreement between the corporation and LIF. At permanent conversion, the senior permanent loan is expected to be insured by the New York City Residential Mortgage Insurance Corporation, REMIC. Please note that the member's approval is being requested contingent on the project receiving funding approval from the New York City Office of Management and Budget. The proceeds of the senior construction loan will be used by the borrower for the acquisition and construction of the development known as East Village Homes in Manhattan. Additional financing for the project will be in the form of mortgage loans originated by the corporation pursuant to delegated authority from the members and funded by grants from HPD. The senior construction loan is anticipated to be originated by the corporation and, pursuant to a participation agreement, funded by LIF in an amount not to exceed $16,770,600 at a fixed interest rate expected to be the greater of 5.9% or the two-year U.S. Treasury yield curve rate plus 4%, with an anticipated construction term of 30 months. The senior permanent loan is expected to have a 35-year term and an interest rate of 5.25%. The senior permanent loan will be used to acquire LIF's participation interest in the senior construction loan and provide permanent financing for the project in an amount not to exceed $8,338,000. The remainder of the senior construction loan is expected to be repaid by a capital contribution of federal 9% low-income housing tax credit, LIHTC equity. The project will be developed under the corporation's Mix and Match program. East Village Homes consists of the new construction of one 14-story building in the East Village neighborhood of Manhattan, containing 45 rental apartments, including a superintendent's unit. The project will be reserved for very low, low, and moderate income households, with 6 units income restricted at 20% of area median income, AMI, 2 units income restricted at 30% AMI, 7 units income restricted at 50% AMI, 14 units income restricted at 80% AMI, and 15 units income restricted at 140% AMI. 8 units in the project are expected to benefit from a project-based Section 8 housing assistance payments contract with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In addition to the residential units, the building will contain one revenue-generating 945-square-foot community facility anticipated to be rented by a third-party not-for-profit organization. The building will also include various tenant amenities, such as a laundry room, bicycle parking, and storage. The project will be subject to the terms of a regulatory agreement to be executed by HPD, the corporation, and the borrower. Due to the project's expected receipt of 9% LIHTC, as opposed to the 4% LIHTC that is more commonly used in HDC transactions, HPD is expected to monitor the project's compliance with the 9% LIHTC pursuant to the HPD-HDC regulatory agreement. The occupancy restrictions under the HPD-HDC regulatory agreement will remain in effect for as long as the senior permanent loan is outstanding and for a minimum of 60 years from the permanent conversion date. East Village Homes will be developed by an entity controlled by Asian Americans for Equality, Inc., a New York-based not-for-profit. The investor member is anticipated to be Winkup & Circle, an affiliate of Enterprise Community Partners. And a fact sheet with a brief description of the project has been attached to your memorandum as Exhibit A. More information about the borrower, risks, and fees associated with the transaction have also been detailed in your memorandum. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Please. We have a question from a member of board.
Has this project been presented to the community board? Title to the land is currently in the city of New York.
Yes.
It is proposed to be disposed by the city to a private owner, good one, but a private owner. It should be the subject of presentation to and advice from the community board. Has it been?
So we have been, as regular practice, making sure that all of our transactions would be presented to the community board. I believe, without a direct affirmation of that, because this is going through ULURP, that's already a part of that process. So they would have been consulted as part of ULURP. Because the city has to dispose.
Did this go through ULURP?
It is going through. The city has to dispose of the property, so.
Has it gone through ULURP and come out?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So it has gone to the board?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know.
Disposition ULURP.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion to approve the participation construction loan and permanent loan for East Village Homes and to approve other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, Ruth Marrera will present to us a request for approval to originate additional portions of mortgage loans.
Thank you. I am pleased to recommend that the members authorize the corporation to use its unrestricted reserves to originate additional portions of two previously authorized senior loans for one, a portion of the construction and permanent financing of the Bay Towers development in an amount not to exceed $2 million, and two, a portion of the permanent financing of the Bronx Commons development in an amount not to exceed $1.3 million. The financing for Bay Towers was approved by the members at the May 30th, 2019 meeting and is expected to close in September, shortly after the members' meeting. The financing for Bronx Commons was approved by the members at the December 1st, 2016 meeting and closed on December 28th, 2016. The members are also being asked to authorize the corporation to enter into a participation agreement with Citibank, pursuant to which Citibank will fund the Bronx Commons additional portion during the construction phase. The corporation expects to fund the permanent Bronx Commons additional portion and the Bay Towers additional portion with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and to reimburse itself with tax-exempt or taxable bonds at a later time. Such later issuance of additional bonds will be presented to the members for approval at such time. Bay Towers. On May 30th, 2019, the members approved the Bay Towers financing in an amount not to exceed $51.445 million. To be used by the borrower for the purposes of rehabilitating a 374-unit multifamily Mitchell-Rama rental housing development known as Bay Towers in the Rockaway Park neighborhood of Queens and to restructure an existing loan associated with the development in the corporation's portfolio. Pursuant to that authorization, the corporation sold and issued $51.055 million of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue open resolution bonds to fund a portion of the Bay Towers financing. However, due to an increase to the budget, due in part by the need of the corporation to provide construction financing rather than permanent financing as originally contemplated, the development needs an incremental increase in financing beyond the amount approved in May. To that end, the corporation expects to increase the amount of the senior loan to be made in an amount not to exceed $2 million to finance a portion of the rehabilitation and permanent financing of the Bay Towers development. Bronx Commons. On December 1st, 2016, the members approved the Bronx Commons financing in an amount not to exceed $64.46 million to be used by the borrowers for the new construction of a 305-unit multifamily rental housing development known as Bronx Commons, consisting of one 12-story building in the Melrose neighborhood of the Bronx. Pursuant to that authorization, the corporation issued $61.77 million in open resolution bonds to finance the senior construction loan, which was made on December 28, 2016. However, due to a request by the borrower to renovate the project's commercial space so that it may be used by the New York City School Construction Authority as a pre-kindergarten school, the development needs an incremental increase in financing beyond the amount approved in 2016 and an amount not to exceed $1.3 million. The corporation expects to originate a new co-senior loan in an amount not to exceed $1.3 million to finance a portion of the renovation of the Bronx Commons commercial space and to enter into a participation agreement with Citibank, pursuant to which Citibank will acquire a 100% participation interest in such loan. Upon construction completion, the corporation expects to use its unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $1.3 million to repurchase the loan and provide permanent financing. Please see attachments 1 and 2 for a more detailed description of each development. In addition, more information concerning the risks and mitigating factors is included in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Same question with respect only to Bronx Commons. Bronx Commons has been changed to the extent of providing a governmental agency is going to lease a portion of the premises. Has this been presented to the community board? The borough president of the Bronx has made it very clear he wants matters involving governmental leases to be presented to the community boards.
So we will need to check in. This was presented to the community board as part of the initial financing in 2016.
I understand that. That was before this change. It's very different. You now have a governmental entity as a lessee, or about to be. Can I have a commitment that it will be presented within 30 days, or said to them, giving them a limited period of time just for informational purposes, not for their approval or disapproval, that it will be presented to the community board?
We will make the developer aware that they should notify the community board.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Action by the members. So the members are requested to approve the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund additional portions of two previously authorized senior loans. For one, the construction and permanent financing for Bay Towers in an amount not to exceed $2 million. Two, the permanent financing of the Bronx Commons in an amount not to exceed $1.3 million. And three, the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the financing. The members are also requested to approve, one, the origination of a construction loan in an amount not to exceed $1.3 million for Bronx Commons, two, a participation agreement with Citibank or another construction financing institution which will acquire a 100% participation interest in the loan, three, the subsequent repurchase from Citibank or another construction financing institution of the 100% participation interest in such loan with the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds at the open resolution, and four, the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financing.
Do I have a motion to approve the origination of additional portions of mortgage loans and the other actions by the members of the board described in the memo before you?
So moved. Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I'd like to ask the President, Eric Endelin, to...
Oh, may I be rude, if I may? I just noticed something. Pursuant to the requirements of the Conflict of Interest Board, I am required to disclose that a member of my firm, but not I, has from time to time represented the Richmond Group. That does not require recusal, it requires disclosure. I belatedly disclose that.
So noted. Thank you. At this point, I'd like to call on the President, Eric Endelin, to present to us the appointment for a Senior Vice President and General Counsel.
Thank you, Louise. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Susanna Lipsight, right here, as HDC's Senior Vice President and General Counsel at the employment terms earlier approved by the Governance Committee and ratified by the Board subject to this appointment approval. As I noted at our last meeting, Susanna began serving as Acting General Counsel in May of this year. I'd like to acknowledge her agility in stepping into this important position. The Office of the General Counsel is a critical component to the success of the corporation's mission, and we were fortunate to have had Susanna seamlessly transition into this role in an acting capacity. An attorney and member of the New York State Bar, Ms. Lipsight joined HDC in November 2006. She was subsequently promoted to Associate General Counsel in July 2009 and Deputy General Counsel in 2015. Prior to joining HDC, Susanna was a public finance associate at Orrick, Herrington & Sutcliffe. She holds a BA from Yale University and earned her JD at Georgetown University Law Center. HDC's legal team has thrived under Susanna's leadership. a diligent and thoughtful leader. She has made invaluable contributions to the corporation, bringing strong expertise in public finance, along with a deep knowledge of affordable housing programs. I hereby request the members' approval of Susanna Lipsight as HDC's Senior Vice President and General Counsel, effective immediately.
Do I have a motion to appoint Susanna Lipsight as Senior Vice President and General Counsel?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
So this is not scripted, but personally, I want to say congratulations to you. I've worked with Susanna, as you all know. When I was at HDC, you're an amazing lawyer, a wonderful colleague, and this is well deserved. Next, I'd like to call on the President, Eric Endelin, to present to us the appointment of Secretary and Deputy General Counsel.
Okay, thank you again, Louise. I'm very pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Maura Skidos as HDC's Secretary and Deputy General Counsel at the employment terms earlier approved by the Governance Committee and ratified by the Board subject to this appointment approval. Maura has been with the corporation since 2011 and was hired directly out of the competitive HPD-HDC Housing Fellows Program. Initially hired as Assistant General Counsel, Maura was promoted to Associate General Counsel in 2016 and became Acting Deputy General Counsel in July of this year. Ms. Skidos is an attorney and member of the New York State Bar. She received her BA from Trinity College and her JD from Brooklyn Law School. She brings a decade of experience working with the corporation and possesses an invaluable skill set and a demonstrated commitment to our affordable housing goals. Maura's appointment continues a tradition of cultivating talent from within and recognizing that talent through promotion. I hereby request the members' approval of Maura Skidos as HD's Secretary and Deputy General Counsel, effective immediately. Thank you very much.
I was just introducing for the visual.
So I have a motion to appoint Maura Skidos as Secretary and Deputy General Counsel. So moved. Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So Maura, this excitement and outburst from everybody is just to say how amazing you are, and this is well deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is approval of the investment guidelines, and I'd like to call on Ellen Duffy to make the presentation.
Thank you. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the investment guidelines before you. The corporation's investment guidelines are drafted to correspond with statutory authority granted to the corporation pursuant to Article 12 of the Private Housing Finance Law, as well as related sections of Public Authorities Law and State Finance Law. There have been no changes since last year's approval by the members. There are no questions or request your approval of the investment guidelines.
Do I have any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the investment guidelines?
So moved.
Any second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, I'd like to call on Anthony Richardson to present for approval the Declaration of Intent resolutions.
Thank you. As you know, the Declaration of Intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC would actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Rockaway Village Phase 2. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of two buildings containing a total of 316 residential rental units to be located in downtown Far Rockaway, Queens, using approximately $76 million in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by Phipps Houses. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Sure, please.
Madam Chairman, I have a number of questions, though I will vote for this resolution because it is not a final disposition. I believe that these dispositions, if you will, even though they are only for management purposes, of New York City Housing Authority properties requires, in the interest of discharge of fiduciary obligations.
This is not NYCHA.
This is
isn't this PACT? I thought you were doing both.
No,
PACT is next.
Oh, okay.
This is downtown Far Rockaway, but you will have your chance in a minute.
Okay, so.
Mea culpa.
Far Rockaway. Do I have a motion to approve the declaration of intent resolution?
As chastised, so moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On to PACT.
PACT Manhattan Bundle 1. The proposed project will consist of the preservation of 38 buildings containing 1,718 residential rental units in aggregate and approximately 45,000 square feet of community facility space in aggregate, located at various addresses in Manhattan using approximately $300 million in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity or entities to be formed and controlled by affiliates of the Community Development Trust, the Community Preservation Corporation, Monadnock Development, Kalel Holdings, Lemoore Development Group, the Community League of the Heights, and the New York City Housing Authority. Please note the proposed project was awarded to the development team pursuant to a request for proposals issued by the New York City Housing Authority under its Permanent Affordability Commitment Together program, which is NYCHA's Public Housing Preservation Initiative. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
As I so inappropriately stated earlier, I believe in the discharge of our fiduciary obligations, given both the size and nature of this transaction, and more importantly, the nature of the New York City Housing Authority. We need to have more information in discharge of fiduciary obligations. I fully agree with the comments of Deputy Mayor Bean and President Enderlin and your comments, Madam Commissioner, concerning the desirability of providing proper management for the tenants and buildings at Housing Authority property. But I think we need a little bit more information. Let me disclose one reason I make that point. I am a member of the New York City Board of Collective Bargaining. One of the issues we need to have information on is whether or not we're going to have a union conflict in the course of this transfer. That is an issue of importance. As is indicated, I represent a number of unions, none of those involved here, but that's a disclosure. Members of my firm represent others. I think we need to know those facts. I think we need to know in greater detail why. Why these people? Why these buildings? I think the president of this agency has made clear throughout his entire tenure that he believes in transparency and believes in full and complete disclosure. I think the board needs to know why is this something that's in the public interest and what are the component parts. And so I will vote for this today, but ask that if any portion of it comes before the board, on a substantive basis, that it be accompanied by that kind of information. And I understand the president is fully prepared to do that.
We absolutely will do that. And this is, I would add to that, that this is such an important initiative for the city and for HDC that we would like to have as much conversation as is needed to make this process as smooth as possible. We expect this to be a set of transactions, to be quite honest, and I know we briefed you earlier in the year about this portion of it. We expect that there will be a series of transactions that will roll out over time as we help NYCHA implement the NYCHA 2.0 plan. So we fully anticipate spending a significant amount of time, energy, and resource on this, and a big part of that is certainly having these conversations with you and the board and the audit committee as well.
As you know, there are issues within certain of these projects that differ from others.
Yes.
So, for example, are you going to intrude in any of these projects in the green area, the few green spaces the tenants of Housing Authority buildings have to devote. Are you going to replace those with additional buildings, high-rise? Those are the kind of facts that I think need to be disclosed. You cannot rely on the Housing Authority to make any accurate disclosure. You can completely rely on HPD and HTDC to make those kind of disclosures.
Thank you. So,
Madam Chair, I just have a question regarding PS 139. Is that a vacant school now that's being converted? Is that one of the buildings in the site?
It says a conversion. So.
We'll have to check.
Okay. It probably is. I'm just curious.
We'll find out.
You know, one of the questions, if I may,
yes,
that you want
please
to think about, it's not one as to which I'm insistent on, but one of those you may want to think about is in a case like this, the school, to what extent does the community need to know this is in the offing?
Subject to responding to the queries of the board, do I have a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent Resolution for Pact Manhattan Bundle 1?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anthony will proceed with his third presentation.
Thanks. Jamaica 2. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of a building containing a total of 543 residential rental units to be located in Jamaica, Queens, using approximately $116 million in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by the affiliates of Artemis Construction Incorporated and Phoenix Realty Development Company, LLC. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent Resolution for Jamaica 2?
So moved.
Any second?
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business? There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending.